All right, we'll do this one real quick. I got a super chat right before the, and for once it wasn't the competent man. So Rusty Oi or Rust Yoy for $10 Australian. Dad is going on at, going his own at 60. Send him your way for help through videos, books, and the rest. The stuff is helpful for him. Thanks, Cappy. I'm more than happy to help your dad out there, Rusty Oi. here's let me give you some advice about life. Oh, he's 60. Oh, I'm 70. I won't have that much life left. All you got is your life that's left. So people think, oh, well, it's too late now. No, no, no. It is never too late because all you have is the future of your life. That's it. And boy, God, man, I've seen so many boomer guys miserable with their boomer wives. Go back and watch the gray hair or the short haircut. Why boomer women always cut their hair short. But yeah, I mean, especially once the gals hit menopause, it seems. And then they're just like, and then the kids are out of the house. And they really just, I have not seen, I've only seen like three or four, five, but several couples are dead now. But very few old people are happily married. Very few. And I would love nothing more, be honest, guys. I'd love nothing more than to see the guy look at his wife and say, grow your hair out long. You know, do an old school Lester Burnham up, watch American Beauty, pull a Lester Burnham, grow your hair long, start to reassert as a no, filing for a divorce, see ya, bye, or just leave, just ghost, like grab all the money and go live in hotels or Airbnbs, just pay cash, leave your cell phone, like there's no way to digitally track you, hop on a train, and just leave, because here's the thing, the guys are like, they're codependent, which means the gal's also dependent upon you. So if you leave, it's like, yeah, I'm sick and tired of being the load-bearing spouse here. Like, what would happen? It would be so great. All these old-time men are just like, I am sick of her crap. And then just hops in a car, and he doesn't come back. I'm going out for some cigarettes. You haven't smoked in 40 years. I need cigarettes. It's bad for you. Don't worry, I won't. Come on, that might make a movie. That make a pretty good movie. You know, just a bunch of old timers like, I'm sick of my wife. So am I. Want to go on a road trip? For how long? 10 years. They go fly around. I guess like a Thelma and Louise type of thing, but not so hating, just kind of like, no, we're done. We're leaving. Goodbye.
Where are you going? When you need
like you just like turn off the phone and kind of like throw it in a garbage so it doesn't bother you. Like, I don't know. Hey, I've never been to Switzerland. Look, lots of mountains here. All right. That's a pretty blue lake over there. Okay. Everyone speaks German in this part. All right. Yeah, but the last, 18 years, hopefully 20, hopefully 25 years of his life. That's a long time. Gets to do what he wants, go fishing, do whatever. Because I can't imagine, like, even if you're poor, because what old time, look, we all of us men know you can't not work. It's a death sentence, all right? So you might as well go work. So you don't really need the money or the estate. You're going to get half of it anyway. You know, just leave. Go, how hard would it be? Look, this is a great, I'm glad you came up with this super chat. With what they're paying now all across the world, just to like be the bus boy. Like I'm imagining a modern American taking place in the West. Some guy hops in his car and leaves. Okay. She's bitching about his truck. Yeah, but it doesn't have any electronics on it, so it can't be tracked. So he drives out to some small podunk town out west. And the truck stop, which Alex will testify to, they're in desperate need of some wait staff because the truck drivers just go in, they go to the gas, they grab their beef jerky, they get out. No one's sitting down at the, well, he single-handedly makes it so the truck stop can stay open 24 hours. And he teaches the young kid, millennial kid, how to be a man. He gets the pregnant, rural chick. I'm picturing this in Wyoming for whatever reason, gives us some advice. And no one could find him because he's in this obscure place. Oh, and then he's smart enough to paint the truck a different color in a different town. So no one knows, like, oh, yeah, that newcomer to town. He came in and say, hey, how you guys doing? No, my name's Frank. Why are you doing, Frank? Hey, what do you pay? You pay on the detail? And then he like just says, you got a place to rent? And he rents like this little room, you know, maybe off on the side of the roadhouse. And he's got his little book there and he just reads. He doesn't have the internet anymore. See, and if he had kids, he'd have to, the kids would be worried. So he'd have to reach out to his kids somehow. So he'd have to do it from a payphone, but there wouldn't be a payphone. So it'd be a real phone, but then they get the number. You know what he could do? No, see, it would bounce off the right cell phone tower. Then they could find out where he's at. He'd have to find a way. I was thinking he could borrow cell phones from regular truck drivers. Like, hey, can I call my kid? Yeah, use my phone, Frank. And then you go, rah, 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 rah. But yeah, just like it's going to be a better life. You go to Vegas, learn how to be a car dealer. Go drive Uber, do something, just leave. Oh, she's going to watch the daytime television shows again. Yay. Hey, are you going to grow your hair out long? No. You going to put on, hey, look at this. Look at this outfit I bought you from Fredericks of Hollywood. You're not going to wear that? Huh. Okay. I'm going to go get some cheese.
We got enough cheese, baby. What kind of cheese are you going to get?
Just some Asiago. We're a little low on Asiago.
What do you do? Why do we need Asiago?
You'll see, I'm going to make something really special. Then he never came back. Where'd Frank go? I don't know. The irony that that's more apropos than Thelma and Lee's ever was. All right. Professional Paul's Lab, $5. Your resident physicist agent. Hey, Paul, I got a question. You're the one to know. Otherwise, I've got to contact Ed Lattimore. Email me. Is there a state of matter that is both gaseous and liquid, or solid and liquid, or something like that? There's a, and it's not plasma, or maybe it is plasma, but there's a state of an element that's kind of both at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Or am I going more into quantum physics where time plays a role and you can have two things occupying one space at the same time? Does that sound familiar at all? Probably rolling your eyes like, yeah, Clary, it's a simple concept you should have picked up in high school. Alex Patino. And in my book, there'd be a Latino truck driving agent who drives through the truck stop regularly. Yes. Yes. $5. To answer your question, in order to make money at driving, if the wheels ain't turning, you ain't earning. And for every one burpees, you do 10 pushups. Okay. So 50 burpees. You don't just do one burpee, then 10 pushups, right? I do several burpees in a row and I bang out a bunch of pushups because I could do a lot of pushups. I'm not pushing up much. Maxi Mike, $5. What would happen if men grew a pair? You're kind of seeing it right now. Younger dudes are waking up red and logically declining. F this bleep. I was tuning into Stefan Molyneux, which I know maybe people have a conflicting opinion about, but he did one a couple podcasts ago about the economy and like with men dropping out of it, it has a multiplier effect because we get by. I got my numbers from him. I always thought it was like a fifth. Men could get by in a fifth the income that a family could, because women and children consume more. He's claiming now it's a tenth that men could get by on impulse power. And I mean, you could get by on nothing. I mean, I got by on Jack. I remember living off of 12 grand one time and still had money left over. Admittedly, this was back in the 90s, so inflation was not as bad. But he made the very right point that, you know, and it's happening now. You're right, Mike. We can't find people to work. There's shortages of everything. I had to put in a new tire order for my tires. They're $130 a piece. That's the cheapest they could find. Why? Because we can't find men to work. People are now, girls aren't working either. And if they are working, it's some kind of make work government job that doesn't produce real economic production. it only worsens things. But there, yeah, the guys, you are now the young men have gone gold. Men have definitely gone gold. And also not just with not working, they don't spend anything either. They got their video games, they got their Netflix, and they got their porn. That's it. They're not out buying cars. They're not out buying motorcycles. You said
you didn't need them. Not only did you say it, you took action that you didn't need them.
Girls, y'all got fat. Society hates on men. Oh, pressure. You know, what do you think it feels like constantly being blamed for other people's problems and being called a sexist all the time? And even unconscious when you go, you're like, I never done anything. What are you talking about? Oh, but you're an institution. It's unconscious. Gee, I wonder how wake up, get up and go men are going to be. Yeah, you're right. Younger dudes are waking up red. Thinking Ape did make that point. There's not going to be as much red pill rage because most young men have the internet now. They're not being duped anymore. Anytime, ladies, you want to lower taxes, and instead of, we're not even asking you to sing our praises. You just stop whining. You just stop complaining about how you're so oppressed and it's our fault. Leave us be. Don't say we owe you anything. Don't say because we got different plumbing downstairs, we get bad preferential treatment, negative preference. Just make it fair. No affirmative action. Lower our taxes and, you know, maybe celebrate. Oh, look, they did something. Isn't that nice? And then maybe, you know, let's have our toys. Maybe we'll get out. But because I'm not going to say lose weight and be nice. We all know that's not going to happen. Am I right, ladies? Huh? The funny guy over there. Hey, look at that guy over there. Thinking we're going to lose our weight and be nice. Technically, Tony Soprano, you know, was thinner than most American women today. Chris is black. Our tornado chasing agent field, kid in the field, $5. Looks like big tornadoes in the plains next week. Getting ready to book a flight out. Oh, the plains? The plains. That small little area called the plains? Where in the plains, Chris? It runs all the way from Texas to Montana. Where? I might even head out. James Saberwolf, $10. This is a new guy. U.S. Army going woke. I've been in for 16 years. Is it worth today's kids to join? I'm better to start in a job that then serve under the stupid R or D leaders. I still think it's worth it, especially coming out of high school or high school. You're not going to find a better pay, better deal, tuition. Look, what do you think working for a corporation is like? You think they're not woke? What do you think going to university is like? That's got to be worse than the military. At least in the military, the enlisted guys are like, yeah, okay, we understand the lieutenant has to say that, but man, what a pussy, you know, that kind of thing. But college isn't, I mean, go there, learn how to shoot a gun. You'll learn some pretty good skills. Get the GI Bill and just do it. Now, you're 16 years in, you know, you've only got 4 years left. Don't screw that up. Don't screw that up. Just stick there, keep your head down. Make your money and then be done. Dave, $5. Thoughts on the Canadian province Saskatchewan right above North Dakota? My thoughts, it's even flatter than North Dakota because I did my motorcycle ride. I entered through a town called Portal. Atham, look it up. And went up and over. I went to Regina and then cut over to Moose Jaw and then to Calgary. It's flat. I was shocked how flat it was. That's the flattest place on earth I've ever been. Flatter than North Dakota. Also, thoughts on conservative Democrats like John Manchin and Kristen Sinema. I don't know them. I don't know them. I don't watch news anymore. And I'm much happier for it. Or I'm less angry. I mean, if they're conservative, why are they Democrats? And if they're liberal Republicans, why are they Republicans? Join the, like, John McCain should have been a Democrat. You know, don't pull this Noam Chomsky BS. Well, I'm a socialist libertarian. Get the F out of here. Just get out of here. I'm a gay straight guy. I'm a flying elephant. Just get out of here. David, $2. Best cities to move to for making money career. Oh, is that all for $2? One's in tax-free states. There's your $2 answer. Alex Patino, $5. I attached a link to Iron Wolf and how to do burpees. You do one burpee, then 10 push-ups and repeat. It's tougher than it's no, 50 burpees and 10 push-ups. No, I've done that. I've done like a kettlebells, like just this one. You curl it up and you push it up And even like a 20 pound weight, you're like, oh my gosh, like you find out you got muscles that you never had. Thanks, Mike. $5. Aaron the Minimalist, kind of a build on that famous gladiator, Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher. And just like that genius, Aaron was ahead of his time. Oh man, you're finding all the soft spots today, huh, Maxie Mike? You're finding out where it hurts, right? Get it all out, man. Hope the $5 was worth it. Alex Zalewski, our Polish agent in the field for $2. Biden visited my town today, West Burbs of Chicago. Oh, what, like Schaumburg or something? Did he go and visit Golem, the mayor of Chicago? I think that is the ugliest woman. I'm not kidding. I think that is the ugliest woman I've ever seen in my life. All right, that's it. More on the way. See you guys later. Toodles.